Johnny Hero, where great music lives. U105.
Right, Grainne Duffy is our guest, and let's have a wee skim through the latest album.
Don't you remember all of the times when I was yours, you were all mine? Don't you remember how you did say you never ever felt this way?
Some snippets from the latest Grainne Duffy album, Test of Time. Grainne, how you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Good, glad to hear it. That's the latest album. It's a bit more eclectic, a bit more varied than previous efforts.
That's true, because the first album is probably blues and roots based. And then, as you know yourself, the more you play and the more that you are out writing and playing live, you kind of start getting a little bit more diverse. So I kind of, even all the records I was listening to were probably a mixture of pop, soul, blues, rock. So whenever you're listening to more varied music, that obviously soaks into your songwriting. So it probably was a little bit more eclectic, as you said.
Yeah. Did it mean it was more accessible to the buying public? Did it shift bigger numbers than, you know, previously?
Well, maybe even like it just opened doors into festivals and gigs, and it just meant maybe that you weren't streamlined as just blues. You know, you would have found you were put on maybe different like bills along with other people that maybe before you wouldn't have been put on.
It was some of that. You could have been on a country stage or the soft rock stage or whatever, you know.
Exactly. There's a wee bit of that in there indeed.
Yeah. And we were talking about, because I was playing David Bowie, we were talking about, you know, meeting your musical heroes and all. I never met Bowie. I had the chance to, and it fell through, and then I wasn't that disappointed because I was afraid. Really? I mean, you've been playing every festival all around Europe. You've been playing everywhere. Have you met any of your heroes down the years?
Well, I was very lucky. Glastonbury, I got to meet Joan Baez, and she came over. And she was a complete lady. So she was, she was beautiful. Like, she was such a nice spirit. And, you know, I think I remember having years ago a DVD, a very strange DVD of Joan Baez and B.B. King playing at jail, and they were playing for inmates and that, and it was, she just came, she was able to hold the crowd and her presence and everything. And then obviously all the history of her doing the civil rights marches and working with Dylan and everything. And whenever I met her, I thought, wow, this is going to be somebody that's probably so, you know, so famous and such a legend that she'll be kind of hard to talk to or whatever. But she wasn't at all. She was so down to earth. But I watched her even with the staff who were working the stage. She was just a lady to everybody. There was nobody she treated any differently. So it was a good lesson to learn. Something like that was so polite. And when you were talking to her, she was really focused in and listening to you and wanted to give you her time. And, you know, that taught me a lesson. Sometimes people are even more than you expected when you meet them.
Yeah, that's so refreshing to hear.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
Were you very sort of weak at the knees speaking to her? This is Joan Baez.
Well, definitely she does have an aura about her. Like when you're talking to Joan Baez, it's not a lie. Like she definitely, you know, sometimes you think these things are built up, but definitely Joan is a special energy around her. And she kind of is that Indian kind of blood. You know, she's really beautiful, her skin and her hair and everything. She was just one of those people who's kind of breathtaking talking to her. But we met loads of other people when we were doing Glastonbury. We even meet them along at the moment. We've met them on the last tour in England, like the Blockhead. And you know,
brilliant.
Sinead O'Connor, and actually the Blockheads are great fun. They're just a laugh. Like you can hang out with them, and they're like, we were playing this festival in Abbot Tulare in Wales, and of course, being typically Irish, our van broke down on the way to the festival. We held up the stage, we held up the Blockheads by an hour, and we got there. They were practically, you just want to hammer the gear? And we were like, they didn't care. They were so nice. So it's brilliant to meet people like that. Obviously, everybody, like, there are stories there when you meet a legend who lets you down. And I would hate to meet like some of my childhood hero would be people like maybe Stevie Nicks or Keith Richards and people like that. And I would be nervous about meeting them because I'd be disappointed if they didn't live up to what I would hope.
Yeah, I have to say now, I've done thousands of interviews over the year, and many hundreds of those are people, because that's why you organise them. You know, I like this person, I've got all their records, let's get them in for an interview. I have to say, you can count in one hand the number that led you down, you know, really.
Sure, yeah. Because I think in the end of the day, like even now, it was refreshing, I was watching Paul McCartney, and he was being interviewed by Graham Norton, and on the interview he just came across as so fun, down to earth, playful, and I just thought that's a man who loves what he does, because he hasn't lost just like, and he even has a real down to earth nature. Like, he's obviously probably one of the most famous songwriters in the world still today, and I was thinking, here was him, like he was able to have a fun joke, he was relaxed, he didn't take himself too seriously. Like, I mean, he obviously could be one of these people who sits back and I've written Let It Be, I've written all these songs, so, but he wasn't, he was still so up for the fun and the crack, and I thought that's somebody who's got the right attitude. That's why he stayed in the game so long. And you know, you can tell he still loves playing music, but he's not going around as if he came up with a cure for a disease or something, you know.
Yes, exactly. You know, but it's still refreshing to get that reminder that these very famous people can be dead on just like everybody else.
Exactly,
you know?
No. On the end of the day, I think they are he's come full circle. He probably thinks, well, I mean, okay, I'm rich and I'm famous and everything, but I'm just human like everyone else, you know.
Yeah. So any interesting gigs you've done? You were in Wales, the van broke down.
Well, we've been very lucky this year. We've been all over. We've been playing. We'd play in Norway again. We were in Belgium and Holland. We were in Bulgaria. We had a very interesting time playing over there.
Right.
It was crazy. So it was. We had a driver who we only realised when we were halfway through the tour, he actually had no eyesight, like a really bad eyesight. And he was talking to us one day and driving completely on the footpath.
Are you serious?
His name was Boris. We were like, Boris, you know you're on the footpath. We're supposed to be driving on the road. He couldn't even see the difference, which was a little worrying.
That's
so we've been doing some great like fun shows. We were in Paris and you know we did some great things, and then obviously even playing a lot around the UK, which the UK is where the kind of the old blues rock scene still is going, so things like that. No, we've been very lucky, very busy this year and playing plenty. That's our main goal.
The last time I saw you was at the Empire. It was the big gig for John Wilson.
That's right, that was a brilliant night.
And because I spoke to Anthony Toner when he was in just after it, I mean, the band on stage at one point was you, Anthony Toner. I'm trying to think. Was Jerry McAvoy from the Rory Gallagher band on the scene?
Jerry wasn't on that. Alan
John
Hunter,
McCulloch.
John McCulloch, Alan Hunter, Colin Fitzpatrick, Linley,
yes,
Hamilton, Dave Howell, and myself, and Ronnie Greer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was basically a who's who. I took photographs of it and went, whoa, just look, everybody there is top of their game. You know?
Oh yeah, and Anthony Toner obviously was in the band as well, and we had a great time, so we did. I think earlier on today I was talking with the band, I left out Anthony, so Anthony, do not shoot me. Oh my God, I'm going to be killed for that one. Me and Anthony, we were playing last night with the same band up in Ballymoney, so Anthony, I very much apologise. But yeah, it's a great band to play in.
I want to just advise people, if you go and you see that lineup, please don't think it's just a casual lineup, because everybody in there is a star in their own right. Everybody in that band is
great. Yeah, it's a lovely band to play with, because Linley's got his own albums, Anthony has his own albums, Ronnie's got his own album, so I think everybody's bringing their own thing to the table. So and it's great because nobody, you know, you have to keep your ego in check, because everybody has got their own thing going on.
That's the kind of company you wouldn't get away with much nonsense, I wouldn't think.
You certainly do. You know, you can't start throwing the deepest drop too quickly.
I would love to see someone trying it in that band. It would be like, it wouldn't be too long before someone would, you know, put you back in your corner.
Yeah.
So listen, you're in the Down Arts Centre tonight.
That's right. We're playing the Down Arts Centre in Downpatrick.
No, that's going to be, so what's the lineup then? Is it
the lineup is just a 4-piece tonight. Myself and Paul is here on guitar, and Davey Watson on bass, and Eamon Ferris on drums.
Oh, good lineup. That's going to be great crack. Yeah. So show started at 8 o'clock, Ronnie.
The doors will open at 8, and then we'll probably be on around to say 8:15 or something. But later on in the year, we're also doing the Black Box on the 20th of December. So that's our annual Christmas too,
yes,
in Belfast.
No, that'll be a good one. Okay, listen, give us a song then before you go.
Right.
Yeah. Whole world is crazy, falling down outside. I should have hid, had no place left to hide. I could come in, coming out of the rain. But I stayed standing, not
that's driving me insane. So baby, what am I supposed to do? I'm tired lying, making it up to you. I gotta know, is it any use? Come on and tell me, am I getting true to you? Here I am, trying to get high on life, on love, on what just passed me by. So baby, what am I supposed to do? I'm tired lying, making it up to you. Gotta know, is it any use? Come on, tell me, true to you, yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. Listen, thanks very much, Grania.
Thank you, Paul. Having us.
Cool, Johnny, thanks.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
So, Down Arts Centre tonight.
Hopefully, okay. See you there.
Thanks again.